I heard that TravisScott.com didn't let Canadian IP addresses win on the raffle. I don't know, it's just what I heard. Anyways, you're tuned into episode 99 of True to Size. Didn't you tell me that? Wasn't it you that told? No, someone. If it's not you, then someone told me that. They're like, if you entered from a Canadian IP address, like you could enter still, like you can enter whatever, but it wouldn't draw you based on your IP address. That's what I heard.
Probably me.
Okay,
because I do that stuff.
Okay.
Who invited this?
Is it not? Anyone who listens, if you've heard this.
Do you want to host today? DM.
Canada Got Soul, but not me because I don't want to field this question. Just DM if you've heard it as well because, anyways.
Do you got it out of your system now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. What's going on, everyone? And welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo, yo.
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Let's go, Raptors. Let's go.
And of course, the guy that you heard just going on a tangent right off the top, like didn't waste any time.
There was issues we had to discuss, man.
Yo, episode 99, bro.
You don't want to wait to be prompted for the issues. You just want to start the conversation.
We can revisit. Is that something you guys are? Nah, forget it. I won't even spoil it.
He is a conversation starter. He is the True to Size guest champion, and he is at least a half decent guy. Mr. Soul Purpose, Philly Dos Santos. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Always.
Immediately regret inviting you, but it's okay.
It's gonna be good, I promise.
Episode 99.
Dang,
that's pretty good.
Did all right.
Almost as good as Philly's intro.
Yeah,
almost.
Close.
Gretzky. That's another name that you kind of have to shout when you say it. I think, isn't
episode
it?
Episode Gretzky.
Gretzky.
Like it's kind of like Kobe, where you kind of have to scream it when you take a slap
when
shot.
When you're wrist shotting a piece of paper into the trash bin.
Doesn't everybody do that?
I have a hockey stick with me all the time, bro.
The only white person at the table asking. No one else screams, Gretzky. Shoot a good wrist or bod. We've got a pretty cute show this week. It's pretty good. I like it. A bunch of EEEs from some good friends of the show. Some big baller brand news, because I know we were lacking that for a couple months.
I came at the perfect time.
You did. News of a European retailer selling some really expensive shoes for really cheap. And in honor of it being episode 99, which in Canada especially will always mean Wayne Gretzky, he goes by the Great One. That's his nickname. That's a really good nickname.
Facts.
First of all.
Yeah.
So this week we're going to spend the end of the episode talking about Great Ones. But first, Alvin.
Fire round.
That's right, the fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from me, goddammit.
Yeah.
Because I know, right? Isn't that just the biggest cliff? Oh,
so
man.
So follow at me, goddammit, on Instagram. Right.
So just because it's the Gretzky episode and they had a really good, like, segue into a cool question. Not good enough for a main discussion, but I just had to use it somewhere. So sorry, everybody who sent in fire rounds. You're being neglected once again. So it's episode 99. Next is 100, right? If my math is correct.
Sounds right.
Okay. I would hope so.
So we're on the same page so far. We're keeping up.
Getting there.
So I was like, okay, what does the number 99 mean? And then what does number 100 mean? What is like historically, what has it meant? And of course, being Raptor fans, What does the number 100 mean? Free pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. Remember that?
That's right.
It used to.
I don't think it does anymore.
No, it's BOGO pizza now.
Now it's BOGO pizza. Yeah. But before...
And then back, like 12 threes or something like that.
Back before we were actually a good basketball team, people were just cheering for free pizza.
Yeah.
You pay like $40 for the seat, you get a $5 free slice after, and you're like, okay, like this is getting economical
deal.
Now.
Yeah.
So... now we're actually a good basketball team. They don't do free pizza anymore because they're too good.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking, because that's the first thing I could think of when I thought of 100. I know, right? I want to know, that's a freebie. What's the best freebie you can get or have gotten with a pair of sneakers? So
oh,
what I
shit.
mean, is.
Oh, I got one already.
What I mean is special box, extra laces, accessories, a freebie, or however you want to take that question, really.
Yeah.
Alvin, what's yours?
So, the Black Cat 4 release, not the most recent one, but the one previous to that.
The OG.
The dope ass poster.
Technically.
The
OG. Oh, the poster.
Poster.
Yeah. Nice.
I still had that poster
too. Yeah.
Because I wasn't expecting it when I bought that shoe.
Yeah.
Because that was me getting into sneakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I opened the box, it was like this black. I thought it was just there to hold the shoe.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what the fuck? This isn't doing anything.
It's a triangle.
Yeah. It's a black like triangle cardboard thing. And then like I looked into it and there was like something in it. And then I opened the poster and I was like, yo, this is a dope poster.
That's a good one.
Sick.
And it was free. Well, technically, I bought it.
Well, you paid for it. Yeah.
You know, whatever.
The shoes were just $5 more.
Yeah.
The poster was free. I think my favorite freebie is the special box. Like, I'm literally willing to pay extra for a pair of shoes that comes with a special box that doesn't. So for me, like, over everything, the special box. Because you have, like, a stack. You have tons of stacks here, and you just have those cool special collector's boxes, and it just... I love that.
How much would you go up? Like, for example, current release.
Give me an example.
Travis Scott SB.
No, that box isn't that cool.
Is the bandana box a special one?
Yeah.
And then the regular one is just...
The rainbow. It's like a weird... That's the new Nike SB box they're doing, which is... It's already pretty cool and by itself.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a huge fan of that Travis Scott special box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's cool, and I would have liked to have it, but that's not a specific situation where I think I would pay more.
Okay.
Like, the Air Max Susan, there's a special box edition.
Mm.
The ugly Christmas sweater is a good example. The black one.
Yeah.
It comes in a cookie tin. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, bro. Like, that's so cool. Like, in that kind of situation, if it's, like, $100 more, I'm paying $100 more for a box. I don't care.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. It's not easy being this rich, but I try to make it work.
You hear that, resellers?
Yo, make an make a special box.
You talk to me.
You hear that, resellers? Get them.
Come at me with your
attack.
With your special boxes. Joel, what do you think?
You took the special box. I was going to say special box.
That's why I went second.
But I remember back in the day, there used to be this shop right across from Michael Power, right by Islington Station that I used to go to a lot. And whenever you would buy like a pair of shoes, you would be able to pick like a free hat off of the back of the counter.
Oh my goodness!
And they had like starter hats. They had
it's
like
a nice shop.
Yeah, they had like. Well, but they went out of business. So
it's because they kept giving away hats.
Hats are like $40.
Yeah.
I would like to vote as to why they went out of business.
I have an idea.
Let's run a soul poll real quick.
Quick one here.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
that's
man.
Sad. What was the shop called?
I forget what it was called.
Oh,
man.
Damn.
Well, I think it was called Front Runner. Front Runner. Yeah, that's what it was
Front
called.
Front Runner.
That's a cool name, too.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Damn.
Yeah.
I could see a Front Runner going out of business.
Though. R.I.P.
Because they weren't front running for long. Phil, what do you think?
I don't know if this actually happened, but...
What is that sentence?
Well, okay, so let me tell the story and the memory, and if it's wrong, then you guys will e me on the spot, or a listener will eventually. Yeah. But
shoes
as I
came
mentioned,
with the box.
I'm a little tired. Whenever the Lightning 4s came out,
okay,
I feel like they came with a T-shirt.
Oh, I think you're right.
I think you're right.
I think you're right.
It did happen, right?
I think you're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's my answer then.
Did you get the Lightning
4s? That really happened. I did.
Okay. Do you have the T-shirts though?
You sold it.
No, it's probably somewhere because I don't think I would have just sold the T-shirt. And it was probably a double X, to be honest. I don't think I've opened it or looked at it.
Yeah,
it was back in the day when it was like franchise.
Oh,
place.
It was definitely
franchise.
That's a good question. I have no answer to that. Yeah, I have no answer to that.
It's a great question.
If I have it, but that was probably one of my favorite giveaways that I can think of.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah,
I don't have Lightning 4s, but I think you're right.
I think the Lightning 4s came with a shirt, and that was the price point was around, I think, 200 or 300 American. Mm. And then what's the black one called?
Thunder.
Those came out originally at the same time, right?
Yes, but I think significantly more limited.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly.
I think those were $5, and they came with a Varsity.
Oh,
something like that.
Oh,
I'm pretty
God.
Sure.
And you
I should know this. I refreshed a lot on my. my Windows 97, whatever computer I was using.
Windows 97 in 2008?
Yeah. No, it was probably Windows 2000. I was probably Windows,
not
was
even
probably,
XP?
Maybe.
Ooh, Vista?
It's probably.
XP no, is like probably, way, that, this could be an NSR, but I think XP is the best Windows operating system of all time.
I hate Windows. I don't even
Windows
know.
7, Windows Vista.
Who?
Oh. Holy crap. Memory lane. If you would like to submit a question for the Fire Round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Holy smokes, I struggled with that one. If only I should maybe just read it every week and then get some practice, right? So I'm going to try and not stumble through this. I'm going to go first for the CGS picks. Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's cute. Oh, fuck. I was trying to go so fast. Poop, scoop, whoop, do a Robin's trademark phrase. Thank you. as mentioned, I'm going to go first because I just want to talk really fast now and show that I can do it. My pick this week, Air Max Day release. Air Max 90, because it's the 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
If you do the math, 1990 to 2020. Uh-huh. What is it? It's another flip or whatever you want to call it of a classic Air Max. So it's the Atmos Duck Camo Air Max 90 2.0, I guess is what it's going to be called, or reverse, or whatever they're calling it. Releasing on Air Max Day, instead of the black panels, it's red. Other than that, it's the exact same shoe. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news for anybody, but I think they're getting a little bit lazy. And this is just me. Maybe this is a hot take. I don't know. Because it is a nice looking shoe. I'll give it that. But they need to come up with some new designs or some new colors or some new something. They can't just keep doing Beast 2.0, the duck camo, flip, reverse, upside down, backwards, whatever. To me, it feels like they've been there, done that with a lot of shoes now. Like, this would be the second year in a row, no? Did the Beast Pack 2.0 come out last year, or was that 2 years ago?
Probably a couple years
Regardless, ago. It's an Atmos, but flipped.
With the elephants. Same year as the elephant.
Same year as the elephant, yeah. Like, it's just, like, okay, it's classic, it's a great shoe, but you could have made a new great shoe. Like, I think I would have preferred that. And I mean, I can only think of one other example, and it is the Beast 2.0, but still, it's like, okay, we've done Atmos flipped or Atmos 2.0. Like, let's see Atmos get a new design going here. Like, they're geniuses. They clearly know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think you should give them a little bit more leeway than just changing black panels to red or infrared or whatever this color is supposed to be. With all that said, really nice shoe. I do like it.
Yeah.
It is, like, really cool. I always like the other duck camo Atmos Air Max 90. I think it dropped alongside the women's desert camo Air Max 90. Was that was a women's? Was it like three different ones? I don't even know what I'm thinking of now.
The Air Max 1?
That's an Air, sorry, Air Max 1. Air Max that's 1. What it is. Was that the same time as this? No, there's another Atmos Air Max 90, and it's another camo.
It's not a different desert camo.
No, this is the duck camo, and it's then like there's like a camo. The tiger camo. That's a tiger camo. Okay. Yeah. So I wonder if we're going to see that. Maybe we'll see a reverse tiger camo, too. I know. I see Alvin's making the face. The same face that I made. Like, okay, cool. Like, they're bringing back the classic.
Good. I like it
2.0.
A lot.
It's cool, but like,
I'll probably copy it.
Yeah. No,
I probably
like
won't
them.
Get a chance to.
I like them a lot. I think they're really cool. But
I get it. I agree.
It just seems lazy now.
There's so much. Like, you could have done like a colorway flip.
Something
like an Atmos one on a 90.
Something crazy.
Ooh.
That'd be nuts. Or maybe do a Beast 90.
Oh. Yeah.
Boom. Cut the check, Nike. Shit. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
Do 1.0, 2.0, whatever, white or black, but Beast. Do animal print all over it. Anyways, they're a scoop. I like them. Joel, what's your pick?
Okay, so my pick is the Reebok Question Mid Georgetown.
Yes.
They drop. It's pretty much like a. You know, when I first saw it, it reminded me of exactly what Alvin pointed out. It's the capsule windchill.
Yeah.
When they drop for the
All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
Toronto.
Out here in Toronto.
2016.
But yeah, it's just instead of like, because capsule used like suede and like corduroy and stuff like that.
That was a good shoe.
On the upper. And it's navy.
Beautiful.
And just like this, you know, Georgetown, it's navy with the gray as well. So it's exact same, except this one is leather. But this drops February 28th. U.S. price tag of $150. These are cute for me, but That's about
clean
it.
Clean shoe. I've always liked the Georgetown colorway.
Yeah.
Gray and
yeah.
navy is like you can't really can't go
classic,
wrong.
Man.
Yeah, you can't go wrong at all. Mm-hmm. Capsule definitely did it better though.
Exactly.
Oh, for sure. Capsule.
Yeah.
Alvin, your pick.
I picked the New Balance 850 Tahitian Pink.
Cool shoe.
Sick.
It's dope, man. So the upper is, you know, suede slash nubuck with some mesh. It's got some like off-white.
Khaki. Oh, it's an off-white collab?
Oh, I want it.
Funny story.
JK.
Speaking of New Balance 850s, there was a pair, that OG pair, not OG, the first pair that they released of the 850 that was like white with like blue.
Yes. Yeah.
At first, they said that was a M.A. Leon Dor.
Oh, did they?
Collabo, because I guess they released it first. And on their website, it's M.A. Leon Dor X New Balance.
On MA's website?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Slash, like X New Balance.
Yeah.
But.
They tricked everybody?
Everyone has it.
Oh wow.
Uh-oh.
Like, that's every store has it right now.
Uh-oh.
It's so funny.
That's some like sauce from Alvin there.
Yeah. Really.
Anyways.
A logistical nightmare.
It's a dope pair. It's a dope pair, but like, last I checked, ALD didn't sell their shoes.
Oof.
Uh-oh.
Everywhere.
Oof.
I'm just saying.
Oof.
Might
and
be
they probably would
check,
have some branding on there.
It did, that's the thing, and it doesn't.
Oof.
But I mean,
hot,
good,
hot
good
goss.
Hot gossip.
It was a. I guess they sold out on ALD.
I like that you keep calling it ALD. That's kind of
because you can't say it.
M.A. Leon Dor.
Oh, okay, he can't. Say
oh shit!
Showed me.
So these ones are a New Balance 850 Tahitian Pink.
Tahitian.
It turned not French anymore.
It's like African. Yeah. I'll stick to Australia. My bad. So it's got some pink, some light blue, some magenta.
Yeah.
Magenta. And the outsole is like a baby blue as well. Dope shoe. Love the colors. Pretty dope summer shoe for sure. Kind of giving you the South Beach kind of vibes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are 100 USD or 130 CAD. And yeah, these would be a scoop still.
It's good French,
I just
bro.
Don't know where in Canada these are dropping yet. But yeah, I would scoop these, especially for the prices. Like, they're cheap.
Yeah, man.
So
New Balance is getting better with their
pricing,
entry level pricing.
yeah.
Like the premium stuff is still premium price tag, but the entry level stuff like
is
the,
better.
Yeah,
priced for sure.
The 997H and stuff is still quite easy and attainable. Phil,
hey,
you want to talk about your pig, or are you gonna go back to the Travis Scott's?
I'll hold off.
We'll get
He's
there.
Wait.
Yeah,
He's
that's
wait.
Fine.
We'll
I'm sure there. It'll pop back up. My pick this week is an oldie but a goodie. It is the Nike Air More Uptempo, famously worn by Scottie Pippen and some other people, I'm sure. It released in, was it? I thought 95 originally, but I did my Googles, actually 1996.
Ooh.
And I remember, on a personal note, this, like at the time, this was one of the most expensive shoes,
most
period.
Worn.
Any brand. Not luxury brand, but like athletic. It was so expensive. It
it's
was
a
like,
lot of material. It's quite thick.
It was like $200
and
or something.
All that air bubble, bro?
It's dense. Super expensive. I never got a pair when I was a kid. They re-released numerous times since 96. Most recently, I think it was 2016 in this original colorway, which is mostly black, and then the AIR is outlined in white.
The what?
AIR.
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 Yeah, the Nike AIR. More up tempo. And I think the shoe has a little bit like a new life on it because OBJ has been wearing the cleats. So it's given exposure to the shoe to like a whole new generation, and they look really dope, even though it doesn't say Ire on the side of his. It says OBJ, which
Objects.
Is
and there was
super
the sup tempo as well.
No. Supreme.
Breathe new light into it as well.
The bots were loving those, Lawrence.
Oh my goodness. Don't even get me started.
So anyway, so that's my pick. And it's scheduled, I believe, for a holiday 2020 release.
Oh boy.
Lots of time to save.
I think they were $160 US last time, so I'm assuming they're probably gonna be like 170, 180 American this time around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and
215 Canadian
at least,
typical,
if not more.
If not,
that's what those ones were
yeah.
when they came out last.
But
time.
I'm probably just gonna go to ES if I need them. But we'll see.
Yes. Hello. Wow, look at this guy with all the plugs, no, all the information.
No resale. Sorry, resellers. You're not going to get me with this one. Get Lawrence with the box.
Have you seen what they're going for right now?
Crazy. They always go high. I actually bought the, you know, it's like the same, but it's all black instead of the white.
Oh, yep. Just all black.
It's like with the 3M.
The dark 3M, yeah.
Yeah. I got the those. Black cats.
Nobody cared about those. I just got those.
And now check what they're going for on StockX after this episode, or you can do it now if you want to.
Oh, no. I don't want to do it now because now is Saturday.
Okay.
I just don't.
I like tired.
I don't want to check. I'm not checking.
Up tempos are now going for double what they were going for last
year.
That's crazy. What?
That one, the black and white one, I think on StockX right now, if I'm guesstimating, you're going to look at like $400.
Holy.
Oh my god. Yeah. No,
that's it? I thought they'd be higher than that.
Okay, sorry. I didn't realize $400 was a little bit of money for you.
You're like only making $100 profit, man.
More up tempo. Yeah, that's not much.
Okay, but those shoes went on sale when they came out 2 years ago.
They did. They really?
They were down to like 160 at Exclusivity. Yeah.
I'm not. Oh, here we go. The Supreme ones? No, we don't want
here
those.
Here we go.
Phil is now looking because he doesn't believe me.
Here we go. No, I'm just verifying. See? Okay, so. If I wanted to buy a 9.5,
yeah,
it would cost me. Any guesses?
I said 4. What did I say? I think 430.
No, so this is StockX. So what is your guess after fees?
Oh my god, what is this game?
458.
Anyone else?
500.
500?
501.
$1, Bob.
501. the winner is Alvin.
Hey.
But yeah. Yeah. Appropriate sound effect because they're actually 916 Canadian.
Oh my god.
Holy.
And this is if you ship it to the States and avoid the luxury import stuff.
So I wasn't lying when I said they're going for a lot. I just drastically under.
Where are we lining up?
Let me close this window before I hit purchase by accident.
Oh my god. So you're reaching the ES?
Retail? Yeah. Oh, man.
No, we're lining up the ES. Let's get it.
Retail 180.
Remember when Phil said that resellers are not going to get him? Yeah, we'll see about that one, buddy.
Phil's turning into a reseller, bro.
No way, man.
Phil has StockX on friggin' like speed dial.
Holy shit.
It's crazy, bro.
Just spend the extra $300 and get the off-white fives, guys.
Woo! No thanks.
There's a lot of things you could get for $1,200. Oh. Neither of those shoes would be on my list.
No.
Anyways, next up, this week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we review. No. Where we discuss the current headlines. Oh my God.
Stop this.
Oh, man.
Phil's tiredness is rubbing off on me now.
No, I'm not.
I don't like it. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. That's what I meant to say. Mm. And everybody just relax for 1 second because Big Baller Brand is back, everybody. BBB. That's right. I know you were all missing it. Big Baller Brand, LeVar Ball, all Ball in the family, just like all of them out here. Phil is on the website right now looking to purchase a hoodie? Big Baller Brand hoodie?
I need all of the shoes that look like old Kobe's for $500.
So
add to cart.
And you can resell them. You can use your up-tempo money. So after a ton of drama, including, we've talked about it all on the show, but embezzling money, apparently, from Lonzo. The guy who was the business partner stealing the website and making it his own personal profile. That was a really good one. Lonzo completely denouncing the brand he has a signature shoe with.
Yep.
Selling leftover merch at volleyball tournaments in California.
Yeah, Big Baller Brand.
That was cheap. That was a good sale.
It was a good sale, especially when you look at the prices now. Unfulfilled orders, like just not being shipped out at all, waiting a year to get your Big Baller Brand merch. They're back! Because that's what the world needed. Ah, joke's on you, everybody. None of those things are going to hold LeVar down. So LeVar himself announced via a video on Twitter that the website is now back.
Ooh.
And he said explicitly, "We're now ready to fulfill your orders." And that just seemed like you can make fun of yourself, but it seems too soon. And you can't make fun of yourself when it was a serious issue. Like people were buying things and not getting them. Spending $500 on a pair of Lonzo Ball shoes and not getting them, I would be mad. Jeez. Anyways, so there's tees, hoodies, the G3 Lux, and the ZO2 available, which would be Jello and Lonzo's shoe, which is weird because Lonzo admitted his shoe was not fit for performance use.
Well,
he said that out loud. Now they were always Lux. That's why they're $500, I guess, because they're Lux. And something I noticed, there's no sign of any imagery of Lonzo anywhere on the website at all.
Why would there
be? There's a ton of Jello.
Oh, yeah.
LaJello or whatever his name is.
What's he really doing right now?
Nothing. Isn't he in high school or Europe or something or college?
That's LaMelo, no?
Oh, that's LaMelo.
That's Melo.
Oh, yeah. Jello's the younger one, isn't he? No, he's the
middle.
I don't even know.
Didn't he get arrested?
First of all,
get into a fight?
I don't like all their names. All their names, I hate them.
LaMelo, Alonzo.
It's not Alonzo.
LaJello.
Isn't it just Lonzo?
It's just Lonzo, yeah.
It's not Alonzo.
Yeah. Alonzo's the guy from Training Day.
Common mistake, I'm sure. Are you the guy from Training Day? No, I'm a Laker, actually. I'm not a Laker. I'm a Pelican.
I'm a Pelican. I was traded with 47 other people to the Pelicans.
For one guy.
And the rematch is 2 days ago because today's Saturday.
It's tonight, yeah. It's tonight if you're listening in the past, yeah.
3 days ago.
Yeah.
Anyways, so if you're interested, well, Phil does the calculation on how far it is from Tuesday to Saturday.
It's hot in here, man.
If you're interested in any of the Big Baller Brand merch, the new website to go to is BigBallerBrandInc.com.
Ooh.
Because Big Baller Brand, I think, is still that personal profile for the guy who embezzled money.
Is it still running to that guy's MySpace?
I think so, yeah. Like the music plays when you go boom, 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 boom. Next up, an Italy sneaker store is selling hype sneakers for retail.
What?
Love that. So it kind of goes in line with what we talked about last week with switching up the status quo, which was a cool conversation. This is like the epitome of that. So, Milan-based sneaker boutique One Block Down, that's a pretty cool name, hosted an exclusive release of the Milan Air Jordan 1 Mid ahead of the official release.
Ooh.
This is all in the past because it already all happened. And they offered customers who bought the shoe from the store an opportunity to buy some of the most hype sneakers from the Air Jordan Vault that came out between 2009 and 2019.
Wow.
So, you can think there's a lot of sneakers in there. The shoes included that they were giving away and more. All three colorways of the Off-White Jordan 1.
Wow.
All of Travis Scott's collaborations with Jordan Brand.
Wow.
So that's the fours, the ones, the sixes for retail.
Wow.
Fragment ones. Just Don 2s. Both Union ones.
Oh, man.
Cause 4s.
What's good, bro?
It's not Sneakers app.
No, I know, but they should step their game up, bro. Yeah. Like, come on.
So here's what you have to do to get a chance, though. This is what I really like. Fans they have to purchase the one from the flagship in Milan.
I like those anyway.
Where they'll be giving a bracelet as a receipt to participate in a free throw game.
Sick.
Fans then have to sink all three free throws.
Done.
Sick.
And then you're given the opportunity to purchase any of those shoes at retail.
Yo, easy money, bro.
Reddit, see, bro. I thought the same thing. I was like, three free throws? It's literally easy called free. Money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd ever in my life have or will take such a high stakes free throw.
I would.
There's no way. Like, I obviously would try, but there's no way I've ever had that much pressure taking a free throw. That's
no pressure,
NBA final shit.
No pressure.
No pressure. You're getting $4,000 shoes for $200. No pressure.
No pressure.
Okay. You're so stoic.
It's ice.
We'll see.
It's because I'm never going to have this opportunity.
That's Trae Young. Ice cold. Dude.
Oh, my goodness. Ice is, yeah. Do all of them. Yeah, do all of them until you...
D-Lo, yo. D-Lo.
That's the signal for
you. Until you clank it off the front of the rim on the first attempt.
I think the motion Alvin first made was for heroin, not...
he had the needle. He even strapped it.
It looks concerning. It's not a family-friendly gesture.
You're going to have to work on your celebration.
Man. Yeah.
David
Silver is not approving this one. Pan away from him. He's doing it again.
This guy needs to stop hitting shots. He's doing it even when he misses. I thought that was really cool. It goes along, like I said, before we were talking about last week, with switching it up and just kind of making things a little bit different and exciting. Phil, this would be the opportunity if you do want to talk about it, because I hadn't heard this news, which sounds like really fake news.
It does sound fake. It sounds very fake.
Let me know. What's your news for us?
It's not really news. I don't know who told me this, so this is already sounding very loose. I heard over the last few days, someone put in my ear that so of course, if you didn't know, TravisScott.com did an early release. I think it was on the 22nd. Correct me if I'm wrong, they did an early release of the Travis Scott Nike SBs, and It was a surprise release, and it was a raffle, not a first come, first serve. So this was supposedly supposed to eliminate bots and give everyone a quote unquote fair chance.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But
all the subtweeting going on right now.
Is there a lot of subtweeting?
Quote unquote.
Oh, yeah, fair. Yeah.
Fair.
Travis doesn't care about this, us.
us specifically? Us,
yeah. He's made it clear that he doesn't listen to the podcast.
All I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
Right? No, but someone told me, and I, for the life of me, I can't remember who, but someone told
not
me.
Real.
So, yeah, it might not have been a real person. Someone told me that once you entered the raffle, like you just have to enter your name and address and stuff.
Yep.
And I guess it was, I don't know if it was only for American residents, but there was only like a category for zip code, no postal or no nothing else from any other international thing. So, but I was told by possibly a person that the Canadian entrance, if you had an IP, a Canadian IP, your name wasn't drawn. But if you're Canadian and you won the Travis Scott raffle, let us know, because that would be interesting.
I would love to have this rumor.
That would debunk. This is unsolved mysteries right now.
Debunk.
I was thinking Mythbusters.
Yeah, and be it.
Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunters. Well, Phil said he was told by possibly a person. Yeah. Not sure, so it could be Ghost
Hunters.
Sounds
pretty eerie.
It does sound
eerie. Gotta figure this one out, guys. Yeah.
When your story for This Week in Kicks starts with, I don't know if this is news.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's for the people.
I don't
know
if we can count it as reputable information.
Phil's for the people, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's for the people.
Vote Phil.
Democratic.
Vote
Phil 2021.
Democratic, man.
Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show. This is the part of the
right
show
here
where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Mm-hmm. Alvin, anything last week?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
I don't have them yet.
Whoa.
But,
okay.
Tell us about it.
So my pick from last week, the Paris one Lowe's.
You get the Paris SBs. Damn, Alvin.
Yeah, I hit up NetMac and I was like, yo, I got 50K.
I got 50K.
Let's get it. Around. Right? That's oh no, they're a million. Yeah, I got a million. Let's get it.
Whatever it costs.
Several actually.
Send it.
No, the Paris Air Jordan 1 Lowe's. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to the good cousin of the show, Kuya Mike, a.k.a. Jumping In With 2 Feet.
Nice.
True.
The night before, and I was like, bro, this is like the first shoe I'm going to try. He's like, oh, cool. I don't want them, but I'll try for you. I'm like, yo, you're going to wake up early? He's like, yeah. So I was
dad
on my phone. He's such a dad.
What a dad.
He's such a Kuya.
Yeah.
And I was stuck. You know when it says like, oh, verify with like fucking the code.
I do.
So I did it 4 times. Never sent anything. I went like, but luckily, Kuya Mike was like, yo, I got it. You're good. He sent me the picture. He's like, cash out. I'm like, yo, sent.
Got him.
Oh my goodness.
6:10 a.m. I went back to sleep because Kuya Mike got the
phone. Wow.
Based on the timing, it sounds like a Canadian sneakers release. Was that what it was?
Yeah, it was a Canadian sneakers release.
I didn't even know they came out.
Me neither. But they did. And then at 6:34. I got sent the verification text messages from Sneakers app, so it was great.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just
wait,
in time.
So you doubled?
Nope.
Did you? Okay.
They sold out.
Oh.
No, they were sold out at like 6, like right after Queen Mike told me I got my pair. I checked again, like refresh, and they were all gone.
And all the robots got them.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the robots.
But luckily I got mine, so shout out to Queen Mike.
Wow. Nice. And Alvin really wanted that shoe.
Yeah,
so
man.
That
yeah, man.
Is so nice.
Dope. That's
dope. They look really nice from the pictures I've seen.
It's an Alvin shoe for sure. Mm. Did you get tracking?
Not yet.
Are they tracking?
He sent me the email that it shipped out today. So
nice. Oh, I think it's pretty quick usually from Nike.
Yeah.
Next
couple
days.
I'm not in a rush.
Are they still shipping from Europe?
Maybe.
They're pretty fast.
So. I think it's still like, only like
by
3 days.
Way, still pretty fast. So. Yeah.
Nice. Wow. That makes me happy.
Way to be.
Joel, anything?
Nah, nothing for me. Yet.
Okay. So I...
Ooh.
I know, right? I just got a verification from
Ooh,
Sneakers.
Oh,
my God. I got Paris Dunks.
The more up temples are on the way, everyone.
Oh, boy. Straight from StockX. Only 900?
Only?
So I picked up 2 things.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. So first, I was tricked into something.
Tricked.
Last week, I don't remember which day it was, maybe Friday, maybe Thursday, got a notification from my Raptors mobile app. And they were like, exclusive restock on the OVO practice jersey. And I was like,
sitting.
Oh my God, go buy Larry!
holy shit. And then immediately it was like, why did I just spend $160 on a practice jersey? We're talking practice.
But it has OVO on it, though.
It's a cool jersey.
And it's reversible.
It's reversible.
It's
reversible.
It's two jerseys.
Technically,
yeah. Two jerseys.
You're only paying $80 for one.
Still winning.
What a deal. Honestly, I finessed them.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy. It was $148, and I got the blank one.
Oh, shit. Nice. You didn't even get a player one?
I didn't want a player one because I didn't want to commit that hard. I'm not sure what's going to happen in this offseason. So.
Yeah, but you got Lowry.
Lowry jerseys. There's no numbers on. There are no names on the back as well, too.
Just the number on the
just
front.
Number on the front.
23. They'd be like, "Yo, that's Michael Jordan."
I didn't know there was no name. The no name actually makes it easier to commit to.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, I got a blank one.
Nice. Blanky's nice. Mm.
I might actually use it for basketball because it's light. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little bit of a flex to wear a $200 jersey for a pickup game at middle school.
Look at this, guys.
Look at me. You want to see my celebration too? I picked up that, and it came in. It's a cool jersey. Like I said, I feel like I was tricked. They do that with the impulse thing, like
exclusive.
Available now, exclusive drop, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, shit, they just tricked me.
TMZ, bro.
You can return it still.
No, I already opened it and took the tags off.
Oh. You already wore it to a ball game.
I wore to sleep already.
way to go.
Did you say they're sitting? Are they sitting?
I know I can't speak of current time, but I know the day of, like hours later,
they were available.
Saw people posting like in store, like full racks.
Oh, true. Boy, nice. Yeah.
And I think I might have gotten a reminder. You know when stuff's not selling and they try to hit you with the reminder
still
email?
Oh, yeah. The email.
Still exclusive. They try to hit you with the email.
Still available. Still exclusive. Like,
found something in your cart.
If you don't want this?
You better get the hell out of my cart. What are you looking at my cart? It's like, just in case you forgot, those red leather threes from All-Star Weekend are still around, available now. Like,
oh, my God.
We know they're available, boss. We don't want them. That's why they're still available.
So many emails for that shoe. That's a shame. That's a nice shoe.
Yeah.
I'd rather the shoe than that jersey if they were the same price.
Ooh. You forgot this in your cart. It's hilarious. Yo, get out of my cart.
Get out of my cookies.
I know what I left there, bro. It's my cart. Why are you telling me?
I did not approve cookies for the website. And I'm also proud new owner.
Tell us more.
Here we go.
Oh my God. Of two raffle tickets for Travis Scott SBs this weekend.
Wait, you got two?
I went to both livestock locations.
Oh, that's nice, a flex. Bro.
It is a flex.
That's
I
a
know.
Flex. Roncy is hard, just annoying to get
it's
to.
It's at least three kilometers away from the other one. So it's
difficult. But like the traffic in between is fucked.
It was actually pretty good. Yeah. I left work early to do it. You know, it was very important to me. So, wish me luck.
Nice.
Yeah,
last time I went down there for a raffle during work, I did succeed and I got the off-white dunks. So.
Nice. Whoa, which off-white dunks?
This is not even new news anymore. They came out in December, the Michigan.
Oh, those are sick. Yeah, they look good in person. They're so good, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man, they're nice.
Thank you for
about those.
Thank you for your delayed
approval. What color?
I just said Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Those are nice. Those are the nicest ones.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I didn't hear you the first time.
You're tired, bro.
I didn't hear the color.
I said Michigan, and you said, "Oh, those are nice."
No, I just heard. I heard SB. I heard SB off-white, and I was
they're
like,
"Not even SB."
Are they not? They're just regular dunks. That's terrible. Return them. What's livestock's return policy?
Check if it's plugged in.
Get him out of here.
I think it's plugged in.
Get him out of here.
Low-key turn his mic off and see if he notices. Now I have to throw to him. Phil, any pickups in the
throw
last,
to me. I hit your microphone. I'm sorry. Throw it to me, but not hit my microphone.
Any pickups in the last couple weeks?
Yes. They're not SBs either.
They don't have a stuffed tongue?
I don't even know. No, there's a hole in the tongue, so it might be a defect.
Opposite.
Yeah.
So, BS, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's not even exactly. It's the Nike BS's.
BS.
The off-white Jordan 5.
Yes.
Yeah,
got those guys on All-Star Weekend.
And we do want to hear, we talked about this
we did.
After it not you, that's not what I mean,
oh,
on the podcast.
Mind. Cancel this.
We talked about, that was a different conversation.
Mm.
We talked about on the podcast what went down, but you went and you experienced it. Do you want to give your insights on the situation there?
I have to navigate this carefully. I went.
You saw the Foot Locker post on Instagram, obviously.
Yeah.
And then because you saw that.
No, we can be a little bit more forthcoming than that. Okay, no. So I got information late Thursday that I should be at Young and Dundas in the vicinity.
Yep.
So this is like probably 10 o'clock ish.
That's late. I'm sleeping.
So it's late. It's late. This is we just finished ball.
Yeah, I was tired.
I'm driving home.
Yeah, you're driving home. You're getting ready to do what Disney character are you?
Yeah.
Facts. Road to Elsa, bro.
Right.
Yeah, right. You already know.
Right. So anyways, I got a text, or I got a call actually with someone who I was talking to in like for a few days leading up, and this person said you should be down there before a certain time. So I showered, I got down. There was probably 50-ish people there already.
Before the post, even.
450 people?
This is... No, 50-ish. Oh. Yeah, yeah. No, no. Not 450. That's wild. So there was about 50-ish people down there. And I'd say this is around 11:30, 11:40 on the Thursday night. And apparently, according to Nike Talk and what people are saying, there's people from the States, like Buffalo, upstate, and even some locals that were camping out in their cars or wherever. I'm sure they got hotels or B&Bs, but since Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Not a lot, but there was a noticeable amount, like a few cars at least. Yeah. And that's dedication to stay there from Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, you think?
Anywho, so then we were there from 11:30, 11:40. They did the announcement at midnight, and then kind of the security kind of rolled up through barricades up, and we kind of scrambled to get in line. And they did, I don't know, I might be repeating you guys.
No, go ahead. You were there, so they did everything.
Yeah. Let me give you guys the inside scoop of what happened 2 weeks ago.
Please do.
Yeah, so no, they gave TMZ. Aside from, it does kind of suck if you wanted them or if you were waiting for them, because they did a surprise announcement.
Yeah.
Which everyone should accept as part of the game. Not everyone's going to tell you they're coming out exactly at this time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyways, but it's a pro and a con. But the surprise announcement aside, they ran this release really well. They gave everyone in line wristbands. They were in numeric order, and they had time slots. So they gave, I don't know the number, maybe 50 or 60 people, you were in a time slot. And you were to show up at that designated time on release date, and they did the wristbands in numerical order. So there's no arguing, there's no fighting. You have the wristband, you have to keep it on from the Thursday night to the Saturday morning. Oof, you go in order. I showered with saran wrap on my left wrist on Friday.
To maintain the ink.
Knowing there was no way I could not shower from Thursday to Saturday and feel good about myself.
Yeah.
So, it was a really well-run release. It was organized, despite I heard there were fights on the Thursday night wristbanding, and I heard there was some fracas on the Saturday, but I think that's more reflective on people, not so much the release.
Mm. Yeah.
There's always fights and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So how do you think it was well done overall? You're a fan of the system?
Yeah, I know people are pissed because they didn't. Yeah, yeah. I know people are pissed because they didn't get it, which is natural. But I mean, the way they executed it for the people that were there, yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
Like you can't please everybody. There's and it no, was for the safety can. Of a lot of people. It was an extreme cold weather alert. So.
And I'm sure resellers still found somehow or some way.
Yeah.
But I mean, with one wristband, like they check your ID, they cut your wristband off, and that's the only way you can get a pair.
Yeah.
Compared to other times where we've been there for the Travis Scott 4 or whatever, and we're watching people go in three times before us.
Yeah.
Wow. Right?
Because they just jump back and cut in line and drop the pair in their car and come back and
put on the fake glasses and mustache.
Yeah.
We've seen it all, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
Jerks. I'm glad to hear that it turned out well, though, because I think it was last week, actually, that we talked about it quite in depth. So I'm glad that it worked out. Next up, EEE, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. Quite a few this week. Usually I don't like to do so many. Like, we get a lot of messages, but I don't like to flood everybody's ears with a bunch of messages to us. But there was some good ones. So first, from good friend of the show, B-Raza.
Braza.
That's right. So he says, yo, you guys were discussing the All-Star game, and it's fair to say that everyone loved this year's fourth quarter, but to encourage a better game throughout, do you think bonus donations for defensive stats would work? I think that's a good idea. So he says, example, $1,000 per defensive rebound, $2,000 for a steal, $5,000 for a block.
Because then you're encouraging defense.
$10,000 for a charge.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry's getting all the charges.
Like, I think that would be. I think that's a great idea.
That's a good idea,
Mr. B-Raza.
Mm. Yeah.
They need to have like a forum, like an open thing where everyone can submit some ideas. Because this game could be so fun if they start implementing. No more free
throw to finish the game.
Yep.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ideas. So thank you for that, Braza. We're not the ones to tell that to, but we appreciate you letting us know regardless.
Hit up Chris Paul.
Yeah, let him know. He's apparently the gatekeeper for all the new All-Star formats. Yeah, so next, Rushy Grant. He says, small EEE. The Foot Locker post came out at 12:10, not 10:30. I said 10:30 p.m. for the Off-White 5.
For some reason, I feel like it was 12:04.
Okay. Well, 12:10. I'll accept 12:10 from Rushy Grant. That's fine.
It's close. It's
rounded up.
Okay. It's close. Close enough, right? He says, I was immediately in line after driving over.
Oh, yeah. He DM'd me. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. You hit my mic again.
He's excited.
It's too close. It's too close to me.
It's not. Sorry. If it wasn't there, you'd be punching me. He says, I was immediately in line after driving over. I looked. It looked like I got there at 12:40. That's what he says. And he got a decent spot. The crazy line started right after. People were running from every direction.
Oh,
can you just imagine, like, the streets, like, zombie apocalypse? Yeah. People just sprinting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Phil was there for 2 hours already at that point. Like, he was just hanging out.
Yeah, man.
Good for you. next up from loyal listener Huey Nguyen Nagayan.
Yo,
Nguyen, Mr. Nguyen. He says, so he has actually for a couple different episodes, he has EE. So for episode 97, your top 10 list, where we were trying to figure out the top 10 best-selling sneakers of 2019, had me yelling answers like how you yell at the TV game shows.
Good answer,
like,
good answer!
Like, yeah, like Price is Right. He's like screaming. He's like, you guys are idiots! Episode 98, he says, the change-up topic was good too. Loyalty points idea makes sense. Yeah, it does, because I'm a fucking genius. Reward your loyal customers who support you. He also says, keep up the good work, boys, and excited for 99 and 100.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm so sorry you're excited for this episode, because hopefully it lives up to the hype there.
It's fire so far.
It is pretty good. And then last, from a very familiar face, Dooney Jr.
Hey. Oh, Dooney. Hey.
He's upstairs.
He is upstairs. He just typed it into me right now. He says, hey, since the episode counter only goes to 100, you should start episode 101 as season 2, episode 1. I did let him know that we were joking, and our episode counter, it will let us go triple digits.
It goes all the way up.
Yeah, it goes to whatever
we
want.
When we hit 1,000, then we gotta go season 2.
1,000? Oh my god, I can't even think in like 20 years. How long would that take? It took us... Let's do the math, guys, real quick. It took us 2 years to get to episode 100.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to go 900 more...
It won't be another, it'll be like, I think Jomar will be.
That's another 18 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he'll be old enough.
18 years.
Soft, bro.
If we're still doing this in 18 years.
Oh, man.
And Jomar's not doing it for us by then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts.
Jomar, if you're listening, which you apparently listen all the time, apologies for the swearing.
Phil did it.
It's okay.
We're handing this to you. We're handing this to you at episode 1,000.
Yeah.
Just so you know. So you better find some decent friends.
Yeah.
And then you can start season 2.
Or practice your ukulele.
Yeah. Just do, it'll be a ukulele.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle
He's
going to
do,
you.
Here's my pitch for everybody listening and for Jomar.
Okay.
Jomar is really good at Rubik's Cubes. Everybody does Rubik's Cube on YouTube.
Yeah.
No one's doing Rubik's Cube podcasts. No one's listening to somebody solve a Rubik's Cube.
Like, I want
to
hear the
with no sound, just like our intro music, and then it's done. Mm-hmm. How fast can he do it? That's my pitch for you.
60-second episodes.
Exactly. Yeah. 67. Once a week, everyone listens to Jomar solve a Rubik's Cube, and he goes, "Yes," and that's it. Next up, sorry, that was really long. Thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. Mm-hmm. Not really sneaker-related this week, but because it is the Wayne Gretzky episode, the great one, number 99, I want to know, hockey, thumbs up or thumbs down? Joel?
Thumbs up.
Alvin?
Thumbs up.
Philly?
Thumbs down.
Oof. Thumbs up for me.
Next up.
Well, let me explain.
Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers, because we haven't done that the whole episode already. Mm-hmm. And this week's question is coming from Mr. Alvin Quincy Martinez.
Yes.
What do you got?
So, we're going to talk game consoles.
Oh, my man.
But, like, okay. The older ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, first question, this is a follow-up, two-part question.
Two-parter.
First question, Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo?
Ooh.
Second question, favorite game?
Oh, man.
My answer, Sega Genesis. Favorite game series, Streets of Rage.
Oh, my goodness.
How that means. Or Battletoads and fucking...
Battletoads.
The other ones.
Battletoads too, yeah. Side note, I want to go on a side tangent for second since it's non-Sega related. Was anyone else, do you know anybody in your life that actually had a Sega Dreamcast?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. It was my one friend. Thing of legend.
Who got fucking every single game.
Oh, okay.
He had a Sega Dreamcast, a fucking Sega Genesis underneath, a Super Nintendo, a regular Nintendo, and then the fucking whatever.
Did he have the Neo Geo?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
He had the Cube after, too. I was like, the GameCube?
GameCube.
TurboGrafx 16?
Yeah. Times 10.
How many memory cards?
Oh, on the fucking... Yo, he had like a memory card for every game.
Oh my God.
A lot of floppy disks.
Sega Dreamcast was the thing of like legend. Everyone knew one guy who had a Sega Dreamcast. Yeah. And everyone's like, there's a screen in the controller. Yeah. Like, it was the craziest thing in life.
Technology, bro.
I don't even know if I ever played one in my entire life. But to answer your question, Super Nintendo.
Nice.
And I'm going to go with Super Mario 2.
Oh.
Mm.
2. Mm. Specific. Two. No, 3. Mm. Sorry.
That's the one with the fox.
Yes. The fly, fox one. The fox one. Yeah. Yes. What do you think, guys?
Fat tail there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Joel's coughing. I'll go. Just to save face here. Yeah. Super Nintendo for sure. I was always a Super Nintendo guy, a Nintendo guy in general. And games is a toss up between Street Fighter II Championship Edition and NBA Jam Tournament Edition.
A lot of editions that I liked.
Facts. Yeah.
That's me.
Nice. Facts.
Okay, so me, I'm probably gonna say Super Nintendo, but I like the Super Mario, like the one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The original one, like with all the secrets and
is that Smart World? Is that what it's called?
I think that's what it was postdatedly called.
Oh yeah.
I think it was just Super Mario.
Yeah.
And then because they added more, they had to change the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Classic.
Super Mario. That was close. We just made it under 30 seconds.
Good job, guys.
Good job. Next up, promos. So just one thing to promote, and it's coming up. We've been talking about it, we've been alluding to it. It is episode 99 today, which means next week. Do you guys know what that means?
Episode 99.5. CHFI.
So close. So close. We're not doing a half episode. We're doing a full episode next week.
Oh.
Episode 100.
Hundo.
True to size 100. TTS 100. Hashtag TTS 100. I don't know what we're going to call it. Road to 100. Whatever we end up calling it. Next week. Confirmed. March 7th. So this one's going to be a little bit interesting because we're recording on the Saturday.
Yeah.
On March 7th. Usually our episodes drop at like 5 a.m. on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Be prepared.
For the listeners, fortunately for the guests that we're going to have, we're not going to record at 5 a.m.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Sorry. I know Phil is up at 5 a.m. every Saturday anyways. It's going to drop at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to commit to. It's going to drop at 6 p.m. March 7th. And right now there are 6 confirmed guests.
Holy crap.
Count them.
A lot. Confirmed. 6. Confirmed so far. We might just add some more fucking people.
Might just be a party.
It might just be a jam, and we're just going to put the mic in the middle and hang it from the roof and then just have fun for an hour. We'll see. But the confirmed guests are the person sitting to my left, your listener's right, Philly.
Hey!
We'll be there, hopefully.
Will there be snacks and light refreshments provided?
We were actually discussing earlier, because right now McDonald's has a promotion, $3 McMuffins. We may supply some McMuffins.
Oh, okay.
Because it's going to be some morning
coffee.
Episode.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Some coffee, $1 McDonald's coffee.
It'll be like a brunch.
Yeah. No.
You're pushing it, bud.
You're pushing it.
BYOHB if you want to bring your own hash brown.
Okay.
Bob.
Yeah.
Bob.
I'm going to get you a ham McMuffin if you're not careful.
Maybe even never. Just an those egg.
Yeah, I'm just not even going to get you a... It's just going to be a McMuffin. No
can,
meat.
Can confirm, bread. Never have had... Never have I had a ham McMuffin.
Did before. I tell you guys my... Fuck, we're already getting sidetracked. The story of when I got a ham McMuffin.
Oh, man. What the...
So...
It's not the same.
Did you go ham after?
Ooh.
Hard as a... Oh, man. So I went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I ordered... I apologize to the other five guests who are being interrupted. Their announcement is being tainted by my story. I went to McDonald's.
Tell us about the hash browns.
Like 3 weeks ago, I went to McDonald's. I ordered a sausage and egg McMuffins. Yeah. It made me a combo.
Yeah.
Went up to the first window. I didn't have my wallet or I couldn't find it. Yeah. I never pay with my phone. Mm-hmm. Took out my phone to pay with it because I couldn't find my wallet. Dropped it.
Oh, shit.
That's when I broke
my
phone.
That's when you broke your phone?
No, man.
At a McDonald's drive-thru. Oh, can you imagine the embarrassment, the just how you feel having to open your door? You know there's a line of cars behind you that saw you drop it.
Yeah.
Had to open my door, pick it up. The woman was like, I hope it's okay. I'm like, I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
Pull up, get my food, start to drive away. Look at my phone. It's fucking broken. Okay, great. That's already annoying enough. Reach into the bag. I'm like, at least I have this McMuffin. They gave me a ham McMuffin. Ham!
I'm sorry to hear, bro. Damn.
Alvin's about to cry. Ham!
Oh my god, that hurts my feelings so much.
I didn't even know they sold ham McMuffins.
Now you do.
When you go to Denny's and you get a Grand Slam, the only thing you don't eat is the ham.
Damn.
Why do they sell that, and how do you even mistake sausage
Feels
for
like,
ham?
I don't know about you, I eat everything.
Maybe you got somebody else's order.
It's just one line. It's not even the double line where they can mess it up. First of all, no one in the world orders ham.
Trying to cut costs and slide you the ham.
They give every eighth car ham.
Yeah.
Saves them $1 million
a year.
It's
going to go to waste.
I'll show you guys. Yeah, no one's ordering it.
Yeah.
You got to slide in the ham every now and then.
Anyways, sorry to everybody else we're about to announce. I apologize. That should have been NSR.
have you ever gotten...
It's just me telling a sob story about breaking my phone and getting a ham McMuffin. The other five guests. So we have Philly, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not take away from Philly is going to be there.
I will.
How could our True to Size guest champion not attend True to Size 100? We're going to have another frequenter of the show, Mr. Heads Ain't Ready, John Ratner. I think he's on his fourth visit, third? Something like that. Very good content from John Ratner. Also, begrudgingly, to everybody listening and to everybody attending, Sean Goh. Back for the third time, unfortunately.
Why do people not like
third
him?
Third and a half.
Why you guys say
that? It's just me.
Oh, why don't you like him?
Small grudge.
Oh.
Small grudge, because he's more talented than I. So.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Just a small case of peanut butter and jealous.
We can unpack that one later on.
That's for like my therapy session tomorrow.
Yeah.
Also, it's been a while since we've seen these two. Maren Lays.
Yeah.
Hardy Girl and Lazy Bones. Nice. Amazing. It was an amazing episode when they were here. I'm excited to have them back. So what are we at now? What is that? Five? One more person. Tong, a.k.a. Net Magnetism.
Oh.
Is coming out. So it's going to be a party.
Yeah, that's when you got to email him.
Ooh,
Yeah, Phil, you have any stuff you're trying to like follow up?
I don't even remember at this point.
Hey, Net Mag.
I don't remember. But
I sent you an email 8 months ago.
I sent you an email. I got in contact with you right after the first shoe haul. I don't remember.
Yeah. 2 years ago.
But didn't you work everything out, though, after that situation?
I don't remember. But I will say that my percentage of winning raffles has gone down drastically.
Down.
It was at 50% at one point. Ooh, I was like one of two.
Like one for two? Yeah.
And now I'm like one of three or four. It's nasty.
I go one for four in a week. So
okay.
Actually, yeah, I go 0 for four in a week. Actually, who am I kidding? So that's what we've got right now. That's six guests. We're going to have to rent some mics and cords and headphones or whatever, but it's going to be a fun ass time.
Mm.
If anybody out there listening has any questions for any of these people, except for Sean, I'm willing to ask it on your behalf. So we'll probably put up a Q&A on our Instagram story like the day before or whatever, just to help get some content. But it's just, I don't know what we're going to talk about. I don't know if it's going to be a regular episode and we're just going to sprinkle everybody in, or we're just going to go off the cuff and literally just have a conversation for an hour. Who knows, who cares? It's going to be fun because these are all really good friends of the show. So it's going to be a good ass time.
March 7th,
the day after Alvin's birthday.
You guys let me know.
We'll
wait, your birthday's on the 6th?
Yeah.
Dope. That's Shaq's birthday.
Yeah, it is.
That's amazing.
Let me be the first to wish you a happy birthday. Wow, look at
Thanks,
me
Lawrence.
what a good friend.
When this comes out,
I think it's too early.
When this comes out, it's still early.
It's a little early for that.
It's just in case I forget. I was first. So our main discussion, it's probably going to be a little bit of a short one, but it's been a really felt like a 4-hour episode, so it's going to be okay. As mentioned, Wayne Gretzky, episode 99. The Great One is his nickname. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about some greatests now for a couple minutes. Not easy questions, but we'll start with probably the heaviest one. What is the greatest one, greatest Jordan 1 of all time?
Oh, my God. What? What is going on? Save this for 100, man. What is happening right now?
The that's 100... when we list off the best 100 shoes of exactly. the century. Damn.
Exactly. That's not what just that, a decade. That's what it is. Century. I'm going to write a list, and it's going to be all six of these great sneaker minds just reading off a list.
Black and red clogs.
Stay tuned.
From 1865. Yeah. Oh, man. I'll still say like the black and red ones.
Black and red is still best still for you?
The best ones.
Better than Chicago's?
Yes.
Better than Royals?
Yes.
Royals.
Okay.
No, I was mocking. I was mocking. That's not my answer. That's not my answer. I was just mocking.
No, I know you were mocking. I think we got that.
It was more of like, okay.
Exactly. I'm sure some people's favorites are Royals. Not anyone at this table anymore after that comment.
But. No. I want to make sure I inflected properly.
You influenced properly. Yeah.
So, Alvin, your vote is for breads?
Yeah.
Any reasoning there?
It's just OG, man.
Yeah, man.
Plus, like, literally, you can still rock it with anything. You can even rock it with a fucking... royal blue flannel and it'll still look good.
You know what would look better with a royal blue flannel?
The bread ones.
I feel like the Royals would fit in that circumstance, that one circumstance. if you had a royal blue flannel.
If Phil doesn't show up to True to Size 100 wearing royal ones.
Oh, I like the royal ones. Yeah. So I love them. I got a few. They're beautiful.
Because I got a few. Okay, subtle flex. Okay, whatever.
You got the old ones.
I have many of them.
All right, Phil, since you're very opinionated on this topic, what's the best Jordan 1 of all time?
Of all time. You know, honestly, this is not exciting podcast listening, so I'll make this quick. It's the Jordan 1 bread. And because...
I thought you were going to say something totally different.
Oh, okay. No, that's cool.
The white and black mids.
It's not exciting because, yeah. I mean, when they did those mids the other year and they sat on the shelf for 8 months, it was beautiful. No, the bread's just because I think of it like it's the most iconic. It goes with everything. It's like a conversation almost all the time when someone's wearing them or when you see someone wearing them. Maybe, maybe not. But I broke it down to if you had to eliminate every single Jordan 1 and there was only one left on Earth or there was only one that ever got released, knowing everything that's come out in the 35 years, like I wouldn't pick anything over that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
That's very profound.
That's good, man. That's
that was deep. I want to cry a little bit.
Yeah, that hit me, bro.
Yeah, you'll cry when you see how much they're going for on StockX.
Oh my god, I probably will because I think I'm due for a new one.
hope you got one of the re-releases in the last 9 years.
So I'm gonna have to switch it up. As much as I would love to agree with you guys, and
if
I'm
you
have
say
to,
Royals, I'm gonna hit your mic so hard.
I'm gonna look at what color is my mic cover.
I know.
I'm gonna have to go with breads. I'm sorry, but it's gotta be breads. I know you guys really like the black and red, but like it's gotta be
the broils.
The black and black, blue, and green, and it's got to be breads. I know you guys love your black and reds, but bread ones have to be the best.
That's all right. Sean, I'm mad at that.
Sean Collard is just like he's on his way here right now.
This motherfucker said broils.
Those charbroiled ones, they're delicious.
I mean, I can't say much of what you guys didn't say. I've had a recent affliction for the Chicago one. I was never a huge fan, and for some reason, putting white laces on Chicago ones changes the whole game for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I always just saw them with black laces, and I was kind of like, eh. And then I saw it with white laces. I was like, oh, this might be one of the best ones ever. And I don't know how it didn't click before that. But yeah, it's got to be breads for everything you guys listed. It's a Kanye shoe for me. Yeah. So, I mean, that just adds a layer to it.
True.
It's one of the first shoes I ever got when I started collecting shoes. I actually bought...
Oh, one?
No. I was 9.
He wasn't even ready for those.
So you weren't into the game when you were 9?
I was not. No, sorry for all the purists out there.
Only when he was 10.
I didn't start 10. I don't have baby pictures, unfortunately.
What were your parents thinking, man?
They were thinking, those are expensive. They were thinking, I could get 7 Payless shoes for that much.
Yeah.
No, the pack in 09, the defining pack. Moments pack. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually got that pack because I wanted, at the time, didn't know anything about shoes. They're not that. I wanted the green ones, I was calling it, yeah.
The Taco Falls.
There you go, yeah. The greatest Celtic of all time, yeah.
Another number 99.
Is he not?
Is he not number 9?
Yeah, he's Taco Fall number 99.
The great one. Yeah,
I
believe they call him the great one.
We might call this episode Taco Fall. The bigger they are, the harder they Taco Fall. Yeah, like I bought that pack because I wanted the green pair, and then I didn't wear the green because I wanted to preserve it, so I kept wearing the bread, or the red one, as I was calling it.
Just beating this black and red pair.
Yeah, because I had the low version as well. It was actually not the one low, it was the one fat low. With a pH.
Stuffed
tongue.
Bro. I remember and those. Fat laces, yeah. Were they SBs because the tongue was stuffed?
I'll call it an SB. Yeah. But it's more like a BS. Yeah. I think I still have them, actually.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so then it just... that's how it started for me. I was wearing it all the time. I was like, this is a pretty cool shoe, actually.
This might work for you guys over at Jordan Brand over there.
I was like, wait a second. Why am I beating this shoe right now? Realized a little bit too late. But yeah, it's got to be the breads for me.
Breads.
Joel.
I'm going to be different and say Chicago's.
Oof.
The drama unfolds.
It's not really that much of a hot take. But,
yeah. But yeah, Chicago's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Reasoning?
Just because it's not the breads.
You wanted to spice up the podcast a little bit. Yeah.
That's
so
a hot take.
Get some listeners back here.
Yeah, for real. Everyone's like snoozing. They're like, obviously it's breads.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, I'm not going to say an easy one, but it was probably one of the easiest ones I'm going to ask. What about the greatest new, we'll call it new Jordan 1? Because there's kind of two eras of Jordan 1, right? There's the collabo era, and then there's the OG era, if you will.
What's your threshold for new? Like, what's the range?
We can do one door down or one store down or whatever, that one block downs. So we'll do 2009 onward.
Okay.
So you've got, I don't know where you want to start, but Fragments, Unions, Dior, you can throw in there. Yeah. Off-White, all three different colors. Travis Scott. Mm. You could even do re-releases, I guess, of OG colorways. But I think the heart of it is, I want to know, what do you guys think? Yeah, yeah. New Jordan 1s, 2009 onward.
I'll go SBB 1.0.
Mm. I didn't even list that. I completely forgot about that. Oh, my goodness.
Right. Only because now that's like fucking used to do a quote-unquote quality test.
Yep. Yeah.
That's true. And it was a dope colorway. They did that one right. Was that the first?
Forgot about that.
Black and orange.
Yeah.
Blorange.
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 Nothing rhymes with orange. Watch.
Yeah. Hold my beer.
Well, yeah, man, those were dope. And, like, again, quality was dope.
It's OG color blocking, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's...
It was a black
What soap? Year did that come out? I don't know what year that came out, but it's already on, like, what, 4.0?
15 or 16?
Yeah, it's on a 4.0.
Yeah, it's like they did a satin, they did a 2.0, and they did a 3.0. Yeah.
And then
which
did
is
a low.
Crazy, and they did a low.
That's sad.
They did a mid. Sitting.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's crazy that it's a non-OG colorway, and they've already done like 7 different iterations of it.
Yeah,
so but it's dope, honestly, man. That's a good answer. Shit, it's damn it, Phil, yeah. Go ahead.
I totally forgot. That was actually my favorite Jordan 1, maybe of all time. But that would.
Wait, what?
No, yeah, I know.
Yo,
I know
the blurring. I know the bread.
I know. So. Is my second favorite Jordan of all time, and I totally forgot its existence until you mentioned it. So,
wow, I'll chalk that up. Like it that much.
I'll chalk that up to being tired, but
it doesn't have to be your favorite, though.
Yeah, yeah, no, just the best. The best one out of the last 11 years.
Yeah. Shattered is a really good answer.
Well, yeah,
because like, I'll press the toe box of the
and
Shattered.
That started with
Shattered. And then I'll press the toe box of this one.
Was that the
it's shit quality, man?
Friggin' people are so stupid. Was that the first Jordan 1 that had the kind of tumbled leather of this kind of?
That was the original or one of the originals that started it. Yeah.
Cool.
Press the toolbox, man.
Yeah,
I won't repeat your answer like I did for the first question, even
that's
though
okay,
that's what my heart wants to say. My heart of hearts wants to say the Shattered backboard. But I don't have them. But I'll say the Travis Scott one.
The high.
He's gonna say the low.
Oh, I swear to God! Yeah, if you try to say the low,
we're going high. We're going high for this one. We're going high for this Woo! One.
I was started sweating.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful, and I always like the going back to like the Aqua 8s and the Bordeaux 7s. I always like the non traditional colored
Facts.
Jordans.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So
too.
The brown and the pink is like it's a great setup.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. It's interesting because a lot of these answers are probably going to be non traditional, like you said. Like
and that the backwards swoosh.
Yeah,
like, is like next level, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's cool.
I'm gonna have to say, and I think there's only one answer. It's got to be off white. Mm. I mean Chicago.
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 That's a fun way to
Sean
say
it. Chicago.
Yeah. like, I mean, I think it changed the game in so many ways, like just in terms of resale, in terms of hype, in terms of what a collab can be, in terms of what you can do to a Jordan 1, because all these new, like, Union, not Fragment, because that was, like, that's the other example, is Fragment is what you use, the maximum you used to be able to do to a Jordan 1, mm-hmm. is deboss your logo in, like, half an inch diameter on the heel. Hmm. And then Virgil's like Phil said, hold my beer. Like, let me show you what you can do.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit of Nike loosening the reins a little bit and a little bit of Virgil just completely changing the game.
After they lost Kanye.
After they lost Kanye, because they didn't want to lose anybody else. So they gave all of Kanye's friends all the things that he ever wanted in his life, which is just a whole other interesting topic. But it's got to be for me that, because now, like you said, the backwards swoosh would never been a thing if it wasn't for Virgil. Mm-hmm. The Union would have never been a thing if it wasn't for Virgil. All the things we're seeing would have never been possible if somebody didn't start it. And you can see by the resale value how important of a release it was. And fuck, I'm sure everybody's kicking themselves for not buying them for $1,200 on release day. Because that's
can we still get them for $1,200?
Well, if you go to one block, I keep forgetting the store's name.
One block free throw down, store in Italy?
Yeah, if you go to the free throw store in Italy a week ago,
you
can get them for cheaper than that. You can get them for $2.15 Canadian.
Yeah, but then you got to factor in the flight and the time machine, and it's just...
It probably would still be cheaper than buying that pair from StockX right now.
They're going for, what, $5,000? $55,000? Something like that?
Maybe in your size.
Jeez.
I think in my size, they're out of $2,000 to that.
Damn.
It seems like every time I look, it's gone up and up and up. And like I said, that I think is a testament to... Hype aside, everything aside, which is hard to do sometimes, it's hard to deny how important that shoe is for the current sneaker game.
Did any of you guys get that?
No.
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 Just checking.
No. No. And I would have sold it so long ago and been so mad. So thank goodness that I didn't. Joel, best new Jordan 1?
I'm probably going to have to say, is it the Nike SB Jordan 1, the green one? With a dark green.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that the Lance Mountain?
Yeah, it was like, I think it was in the Lance Mountain. The very, very first Mountain. One.
I think that would probably be like...
Like the chameleon?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had like the Nike and like different like lettering and stuff. I think that one for me is probably like one of the tip of the iceberg, because it just opened up the whole doors to like, you know, BMX, like, you know, Nigel Sylvester.
Yeah.
Right. So,
I forgot about Nigel.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, skaters would skate and like, you know... Jordan 1s, you know.
Yeah.
Might as well.
If you're going to say Nigel's, you might as well say Sales.
I was thinking Sales, but I can't imagine coming on a sneaker podcast and having my answer be Sale Jordan 1s, being the best Jordan 1 of the past 11 years. Even though that's probably how I feel. I can't bring myself to say
yours
that.
Yours really look close to the Nigel 1s now, don't they?
I paid a lot less. I'll tell you that.
But they look like it.
In time, maybe not.
Without the black tongue, though.
Without the black tongue. It's getting close to that, too. It's getting there. Okay, so we're going to keep going with these super heavy questions and painstaking answers. Greatest Nike SB of all time?
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
We're not even going to narrow it down. Stussy's. High, low, mid. Yeah. Okay, Stussy for you.
Done. Brown and pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say that.
It's because Travis Scott wore them, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
I would have said Paris's then, because he recently wore those.
Mm. Yeah, he did, man.
Fucking asshole. Fucking flexitarian.
That's funny. That's funny.
So for you, it's Stussy?
Yeah, I'll say Stussy's. Just because, one, like, when those dropped, I loved Stussy. That was, like, fucking my brand that I would wear all the time, because I thought it was cool. And... You just can't fuck with the brown and pink ice cream, like the Neapolitan. Brought me back to my childhood. My
cherry parents on would, top, do you?
You know?
Do you guys like Neapolitan ice cream?
Depends on the brand.
I just like the chocolate part of the Neapolitan.
Chocolate?
Yeah. I'm Joel's the one that like
chocolate? Yeah. Soup stuff yeah.
I'm not into the strawberry, to be honest. If we can be
strawberry
frank.
Again. I like strawberry.
If we can be frank here.
You can be Phil if you want.
It doesn't matter.
I do it all. I mix it, bro. I go across.
Yeah, you got to go across. Yeah. That's why you bought the Neapolitan tub.
Like, yeah.
Don't make me mad when we're talking about cheese. Phil, what's your greatest Anki SB of all time?
I'm going to go with the Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Tiffany High, huh?
I'm 12.
No stuff tongue. I'm
12. No, I go with the for kind of personal reasons. I mean, it's a very obvious answer to many, but it's like the colorway again. It's not a natural expected colorway. Iconic brand. Mm-hmm. Having bought them like back when they released, and then just sitting on them and
never
then,
wearing them for 15 years.
Never wearing them, and then thank you to you guys for going to Disney World.
You're welcome.
And then sending me to the exclusivity event where he showed up and I met him and he signed a pair, and I think the sentimental value increased like my feeling
awesome.
For them. So.
So did the dope. Actual value if you want
yeah,
to sell
and,
them.
And having an autographed DS pair of Tiffany's is
crazy,
decent.
Bro.
It's not hurting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not if you want to switch for a pair of up-tempos, I think you're there.
I think you can afford the up-tempos now.
Offers considered. Just kidding. Just kidding, guys.
OBO. Up-tempos,
we don't,
OBO.
We don't sell memories here, guys.
Depends what you're offering.
Yeah, it depends. If someone wants to give me $20,000 for some memories, it might happen. It may
make
happen.
Some new memories.
Yeah, exactly.
Great answers. I love them, but they're wrong. It's got to be What the Dunk, because if you, because,
those guys. Because yeah.
if you can't choose one, you got to choose them all.
Choose them all.
Similar sentimental value for me. It was like the most I've ever paid for a shoe up till that point. Like way too much at the time, but a really good deal right now. Like people would kill for that price now. Mm. Kind of just decided one day that I really wanted the shoe. Literally out of the blue, I was like, I think I want What the Dunks tomorrow. And for like the next 7 days, that was the first time I ever like purged. And I sold, I think like 10 to 12 pairs to pay for that shoe. So nothing was out of pocket. It was just still out of pocket, but it makes you feel a little bit better about it. And
you're spending just the profit that you made?
No.
Okay.
You think that 5 years ago me was like, only profit so I can pocket and make that? No, I was like, none of this money is mine because it's coming from my closet. but yeah, bought them, went through like tons of trades and selling, and then met somebody, got a 10.5, met NetMag for the first time or second time or whatever, traded him for my size 8.5, have the book that was sealed, which is really cool. Sick. And like, I mean, it's every... From that era, which is the golden era of SB, it's every best pair in one shoe.
Yeah.
And it's set off, like Alvin said, with the shattered backboard, so many different copycats and different iterations that it's hard to say that it's not. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see another one. High, maybe. For like the new school. Mm. For like Blue Box Onward or whatever. It would be sick. I don't know if they would do it, but Joel, what do you think?
I'm probably going to have to see like... Futura, like Dunkles, like those have always like held a place in my heart, like that pink. And
you see, NetMag has your size, bro.
He doesn't have your price though.
Not my price though. Yeah, exactly.
You check. He doesn't have my price. I checked already twice.
For real, but yeah, man, I'd probably say have Dunkles, yo.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Damn, so. I love that shoe.
Yeah.
Iconic. Okay, we're gonna keep it going. Greatest Jordan 3 of all time.
Woo-hoo.
This one might have a little bit of debate. No, Alvin, what do you think?
Yeah, no, there's going to be a debate. I'll say Black Cement.
I was preparing for the hottest take.
No.
I thought you were going to come out of left field. Joker 3s.
Wow. No, what was the ones that sat on our shelves? Fucking those gray with the black and the infrared on it.
Gray, black, and
like
infrared.
A dark gray, right?
Like it was a really dark, dark. It was like a charcoal.
Charcoal, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. I
can't even think of it. There's been a lot of Jordan 3s. I had a pair. I have a pair.
Pretty sure you do.
Oh. The infrared 23?
Infrared 3s. Jordan 3.
I don't know.
It was like predominantly gray upper.
Okay.
And then the bottom half was like black.
I'm drawing a blank. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes. Yeah, I think it's just.
It had like a little bit of like, it's like red or
some sort of stealth threes.
That's what it was.
That's it.
Those are fucking.
Those are the goats.
Those are awful. I don't know why that shoe is still in my closet. Those are terrible. Oh my! Don't get me started.
Yeah, Black Cement threes.
Black Cement three.
I don't really have to say anything. It's just Black Cement threes.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Phil.
You know you guys know the Justin Timberlake three.
Yep.
The white?
Yeah, the white.
Yeah.
The white, just, yeah. Oh. I gotta say, man, those are definitely not the best Jordan 3 ever. I just wanted to get that out of there. Because I was thinking about white cement 3s, and I was like, those came into mind, and I have them still. I know Lawrence has them, because I was there with them-ish. I will just, in the spirit of not answering the same way as Alvin for the third straight question, I won't say black cement 3s, even though that's the real answer. I will say white cement threes.
You can give the real answer. That's,
no,
that
I don't. I want to keep the listeners on their toes.
Of the free throw line.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of history, and I think. Yeah, man. The free throw line, the dunk, that image is cemented in our brains.
Mm-hmm. Nice little pun there. Nice pun, I like that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even.
yeah. Okay. Whatever.
It just happens. It just flows like a cement truck.
It flows
it flows
very choppily. You know,
the chunky, the oatmeal flowing of the back spout.
That's how this episode has felt. It's like globs of cement falling out.
Love it.
How we do it.
Alvin is correct. It is the Black Cement 3.
You're right.
There's not really... Don't say you're right.
That was my answer.
It is the Black Cement 3. Once again, it's a Kanye shoe. Once again, it's like you can wear it with anything and everything.
Literally.
Notable mention to my one specific signed pair of Justin Timberlake JTH White Cement 3s, just because it has the autograph of that guy on it.
Just so
Man of the Woods.
And that's his pride.
Yeah.
Joel.
Just like all you guys. Black Cement 3.
This was a boring one.
That's the answer. That's the go-to answer.
You can't go
answer.
Wrong, man. Like, what? Black Cement,
if this was Family Feud, we would have lost.
Okay, fine. Powder Blue 3s. Fuck it.
For fun, what would another answer be? That's like a legit, not trying to be cool and stand out answer. Yeah. Like, what would the answer be?
Dornbacher could be there.
Dornbacher.
Which ones are those again?
The red.
The red ones.
With the clear sole.
Gray.
And the gray.
You don't know what a Dornbacher 3 looks like?
I know
like.
What
Dornbacher.
Do the right things. Those are pretty cool.
Do the right thing.
Ooh, the blue and yellow.
Yeah.
Phil loves non-traditional colors. Those are cool. The right thing. Or mocha.
Mocha's dope too, bro. But it needed to have the patina midsole.
True blue could be, yeah. True blue could be there.
Would you guys count like...
Fire red.
Like, what about the...
Fire
the
red.
Is it not... What's Justin Timberlake? It's not Legend of the Fall. What's his...
Man of the Woods?
No, before that.
The gray...
Legend of the Summer.
Legend of the
Summer. The red.
The all red? Red? You have
those
the...
Those were done good. Those were suede, too.
The Khaled had the blue ones or the red ones.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
You don't think that... I think it's a great shoe.
We the best? Yes.
Yeah, the best. But I'm just saying... That's not my answer, but I'm saying, like, what... I'm trying to think what people would...
Oregon Duck 3s.
Oh, there you go.
Now we're talking. One.
Yeah, Pit Crew.
The Pit Crew ones? Yeah, okay.
Pit Crew.
That's again, a real contender.
Again, that's
But it's a Black Cement 3. Yeah.
No, but the green ones. Black Cement 3.
The green one, the Tinker one.
Okay, yeah.
The Tinker, there's a couple. Oregon, whatever.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think what people say. Like, what would the answer be if it's not Black Cement? That's a legit answer.
There's a lot of Jordan 3s, so it's a...
You can say whatever you want. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want, then we can say you're wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't listen to this.
Absolutely.
Okay, this one's a little bit tougher too because you could take it either way. Greatest Air Max of all time.
Oh my god!
Just any Air Max. Similar to the Dunk, high, low, mid.
Air Jordan 3.
Air Jordan 3. Black Cement. Broyles.
That's Air Max Jordan 3.
That's an Air Max technically. So what's up?
Shit.
Yeah, 91, 97, anything. 95.
You know what? I'm just gonna stick to brown and pink and say
okay, thank
fucking
you.
I can't even remember what they're called.
Oh my gosh,
the bacon.
Oh, the 90s, the DQMs.
Okay.
Yeah, the quality meats.
Really
rumored retro this year, are they?
And I'm an Atmos guy. I'm an Air Max.
Not Atmos. Wow.
But I'm also a 90s guy.
Bacon's
90s guy.
Not delicious. Infrared 90s.
You know what it is though. You know, in my head, I don't have it.
Oh, okay, I can see that.
In my head,
I
have the 90s. I have the Atmos. They're definitely at the top of my list.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But the unattainable right now is the bacon.
I can see the logic.
Bacon. And it's got that brown and pink that I love.
I actually ate some bacon earlier today.
I ordered some, actually.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Ordered some?
Yeah, what do you mean?
In the grocery store.
What?
No, sorry. It's already here. It's already in the freezer.
Okay.
But like Sasha did like
bought it from the grocery store.
She did like the click and collect, so you can buy online and then you just park at the grocery store.
Oh, you
and they bring it out for you
like an online order kind of situation.
I didn't know you did that.
I thought when you said that, I imagined Amazon.
Yo, I'll do that right now. One day delivery. Let's
be
get
here
it
in an hour.
Weird bacon
prime.
Flex.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, prime.
Weird bacon flex, but okay.
Yeah.
Phil, best Air Max of all the time.
So many.
This one came to me like right away, so I'll just go with this one. And I'm Air Max 95 Neon.
Oh, yeah, that's your shoe, though.
Yeah,
that's my shoe. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
My 2001 pair is dead.
Dead in the
water. I need another retro because I missed the last two or three.
There's been so many.
There's been so many, bro. But I didn't care that much. I need them now again, please. It's some sort of anniversary, 25 years now.
Yeah. You would think.
There's a lot, yo. There's like Amsterdam's, there's chlorophyll.
I think that's my answer. I think my answer is Amsterdam. Yeah. Amsterdam ones.
They're sweet.
There's a lot, man.
Yeah.
Super sweet.
Like para,
like Alvin said, man. With the Stussy brown and pink, you add a little blue, and then that's photo blue or whatever blue that is. Mm. Hyper blue. Mm. That's a beautiful fucking shoe. The shape is gorgeous. That's a good ass shoe. Oh, man, that's a hard question. Crazy. I don't even like that I asked this question. If you ask me again this tomorrow, I'd probably have a different answer.
Yeah.
Joel.
Let's see what Joel says.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so many out there, so many collabos. So many, just so many.
I'm probably stalling.
I know, man.
What you got for us there, Joel?
It's like when you're at a debate, or you're watching a political debate, and they repeat the question. Yeah. What is my platform? My platform is a platform that...
that forms plaid. So. But yeah, I think I'm gonna have to just go with the OG. Like the one that started everything. And like just the OG red, like just like the shape of it and whatnot, like just like the 30th anniversary ones,
yeah,
they banged that out like proper. Like the mudguard was the right shape. Everything was perfectly shaped,
spot on.
Everything was good, but yeah, that pretty much just started the whole generation of like the Air Max ones and whatnot. So I'm probably gonna have to say that.
Good answer. OG Red. Good answer.
That's a good one, man.
Survey says,
ding.
Nope. It's Amsterdam. all right, and just to close it out, because it's episode 99, 100 is coming up. True to Size has been our baby for 2 years now. If you can think of just one favorite True to Size moment of all time.
Wow.
I'll go first because it's going to take a minute. Phil's been on enough episodes, he can actually have a legitimate answer, which is nice. Mm-hmm. I think we've asked this before, and it's changed, throughout.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Phil. Jeez, that's how you know you've been on too many episodes.
You have asked this before.
And I was on.
My favorite that I can think of, and this is from all 99 episodes, including this one. Mm-hmm. I think NetMag, the first, this is the first time because he was at the Shoe Hall panel as well. Mm-hmm. But the first time we had him on, I think it was the first time we had like a high-profile, quote-unquote, guest.
Yeah.
And I actually learned stuff that day.
Yeah.
Like stuff that I didn't know. We got to go to his house. I got UNC Off-Whites that day from him.
Mm.
That was cool. But yeah, that whole experience, and that was like when we were kind of new to the pod. I think he was in like the first 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the first NetMag, just having him and learning about like his past and how he does his work was really cool.
Dope.
What do you guys think?
I'm going to say Shoe Hall, Two Hall.
Yeah.
That
panel
was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One, it was our first like live recording, technically.
Yeah.
Two, Philly was a dope host.
Yeah.
Three, decent. I really, really was anticipating the interaction between a reseller and a retail store owner.
Oh, it was so cool to hear.
Especially between Trent and NetMag.
It's like the most outspoken person I know and the most non-outspoken person I know. Yeah.
And just being able to see their interaction and then Philly asking the right questions. And at the end of the day, seeing that they're both on the same page.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, literally, it felt like, I'm glad. I was like, okay, we're sitting in the middle in case there's a fight. And then after, I was like, okay, they're cool. They're cool.
Yeah, seeing that interaction and just being able to see the reactions of the crowd with, like, specific responses and stuff was really dope and really fun for me. So
yeah, it was cool to have people there.
Right now is my favorite.
Yeah.
So
Joel.
Shoe Hall was awesome. It was like the whole interaction with like the crowd and whatnot, like just seeing their faces, having them like sit down and actually sit there. And
that was weird for me.
Yeah. And just like have them like just be there and just take it all in.
Yeah.
Like the whole Trent thing with Tong was just awesome. Philly just killed it there. But I'm going to have to go with OD.
With what?
OD.
Oh,
the one we did at OD.
That was such a good one.
That
bro.
Was awesome too.
Dope.
That was fun as fuck.
We have to do a follow up with one. Yeah. Mm. I think we mentioned on that pod that we were going to do a follow up in a year. So it's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll go back down there and record another one. And that was mad fun. That was crazy. Yeah. And we like announced it. That was cool. They let us be like the information. Like place for everybody. Like we dropped the pod 2 days early, like the day before the store opened, so that people could listen and learn hear all the questions and answer the questions that they had. That was sick. Yeah, Phil, you've been on what? Like, is this your like sixth appearance now? Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah,
Kobe, it's been a bunch. Yeah, yeah.
Kobe
and thankful for being here.
We appreciate you.
Yeah,
bro.
It's all love, and I think I'm gonna mix things up because honestly. I don't want to kind of keep giving the same answers, but I'm just gonna say what Alvin said because, like, for me, the event that you got, Shoe Hall 2, that was big. I think for you guys because I don't listen to a ton of podcasts, but I think taking that step from just recording your podcast wherever it is and just having like it just being an something that people take in and digest, like listening to it, taking the next step and having it live, there's a lot of moving parts, like just knowing, like doing events, concerts and stuff in my past is like there's so much that can go wrong, a lot can go right, but it's not an easy task. And then that's kind of like the technical nerdy stuff, but like the more general stuff is like, first of all, it's a risk. It's kind of ballsy to say we're going to record a podcast. First of all, who knows if it'll be a good one or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to invite people. Who knows if people are going to show up or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think seeing a podcast, especially one that my friends are doing, take that step is a big move. And I think that's one of the – I mean, there's you guys touched on all of the other – like most of the other important things that I would have said otherwise. But like I think for me, that's the one that's like – a podcast going from just a listening piece to like a full 360 physical experience, even if it's just once a year or how many ever times, like I think that's like almost a graduation to an extent.
Sick.
Damn, Philly.
Sorry.
Choked up. I just caught some feelings.
I think I love you. thank you for being here again. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, I'll be here. No one's told me what time, but I'm sure I'll be here when the hash browns.
It's actually just a secret. We're going to give you a riddle.
Will explode in 10 seconds.
Ten paces towards the sun.
I
at
will
2 PM.
Say it's very helpful if you write the time on a wristband.
There you go.
Assist with
that's the invite we're going
to
send
out. We'll give it to you today, and you have to wear it for a week.
It's actually 2 weeks.
It's going to be washed off. I'm sorry.
If you don't have it, you can't get in.
As long as I'm top six, I'm not worried.
That'd be awkward. Thank you to everyone who supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk. You can find it on facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. Got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. You can find it at canadagotsold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Pool, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, or episode 100, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Do not forget to use hashtag canadagotsoul on Instagram for a feature. I've been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at ldoggystyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Philly, where are you at?
I'm here beside you to your left as well on the internet. You can find me at Soul Purpose.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 99 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and Phil Soul Purpose, and we are out. See you at 100. Bye.
Hundred.
You didn't talk about Jay Crowder though.
I apologize. Taco Fall was enough. Is he actually 99?
He's 99, right? Yeah, is he not? I think he is. I just totally forgot about that. Pull it up.